Last week, we asked listeners to tell us about their best April Fool's stories. Though we can never be entirely sure who's fooling whom, we did get a laugh out of these. Listener Liz Reba wrote to us that she once tried to register her cat with HR as a domestic partner. She notes that the rules at the time didn't actually require both parties to be human. And then there was the Ritter family. Son Andrew Ritter seemed to live for April Fool's, and each year his parents would nervously wait for the results. One year, there was nothing. The elder Ritters waited on edge. Chris Ritter wrote to us, "All of a sudden, at the end of the day, we found a series of Polaroid snapshots of our kitchen covered in sand, with beach mats, beach balls, people lying around sunning on the sand, etc. So we ran into the kitchen, but there was absolutely nothing there." Chris Ritter and his wife got down on their hands and knees, not a single grain of sand to be found anywhere. Somehow, their children and friends had transformed the kitchen into a beachfront paradise, taken pictures, then eliminated all the evidence. "It was a master stroke," Mr. Ritter wrote. "I still sit here shaking my head." But being too good at April Fool's jokes can get you into trouble. Listener Santiago Zorzopoulos Rach wrote to us that his annual jokes on his mother had become the stuff of legends. Writing to us on April Fool's Day, he said, "So I wasn't particularly surprised at my mother's suspicious attitude this morning. I called her with great news. My wife is pregnant. I'm about to become a father." She laughed, asking, "Where'd you buy the baby?" Explaining that she wasn't going to fall for it this year. The kicker?
"My wife really is pregnant. I really am going to become a father. All those pranks all those years were nothing but setting up the ultimate sucker punch against my poor mother. Mom, if you're listening to this, I'm really sorry. But a chance like that only comes around once in a lifetime, and if you've taught me anything, it's to seize life's fleeting opportunities. And God, I hope my child is nothing like me."
Thanks to everyone who wrote in. Here's next week's assignment. Send us your best true stories of failure and public humiliation. We've all had those mortifying moments, fodder for decades of relentless ribbing. Write to us at homework@npr.org or call our homework hotline at 202-408-5183. That's homework@npr.org or 202-408-5183. Please include your name and a number where we can reach you. Perhaps we can increase your mortification by putting your story on the radio.